where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of my Jesus. For he
Redeemer, with a glad shout I'll leave the ground.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up
Sunday morning,
to sleep no more.
Jewels of dawning,
happy I'll be
over in glory
on heaven's bright shore.
Telling a story
with the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
Glory to God, I'll have a new body, changed in the twinkling of an eye.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
Leaving behind all trouble and sorrow, bound for that city up on high.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
to sleep no more.
Jewels of dawning,
happy I'll be,
over in glory.
Telling a story with the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
come glad morning,
sleep no more.
Jewels adorning,
oh, happy I'll be,
over in glory,
on heaven's bright shore.
Telling a story with the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
To sleep no more. When I wake up,
I'm up
to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
when I wake up
to sleep no more,
sleep no more.
Happy I'll be, happy I'll be on heaven's bright shore.
With the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up.
We thank you so much for that great round of seated applause out there, and it's so good to be down here at the campgrounds today on a beautiful Sunday morning, our 11th day of 90-degree heat, and we are looking forward to it,
looking forward to it.
Let's do a song that three of us have done quite a few times. Let's do Lighthouse, and then after that we'll do a little Habitat.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now if it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Now everybody who lives around us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse that stands upon the hill. And I thank God I owe my life to him, because Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for thank God for the lighthouse, I owe my life to him. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over and He make a way for you.
Mountains that you can't climb, and if you got rivers that you can't cross, and if you got valleys that you can't span, let Jesus take a hold of your hand. Give up and let Jesus take hold.
He sings better even if he doesn't have the proper shirt on today.
But, what a thrill to come down. We enjoy singing. We enjoy songs. And what we'd like to do at this time is do a few choruses that you can join along with us on. These are F. We hope you know some of them. If you do, sing along. If you don't know them, sing along any way you want to. Any words you want to. That matter.
I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside,
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study.
Still the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
come marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to meet in that number. When the saints
sun
refused to shine.
Refused to shine.
Oh, when the sun refused to shine. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Saints go marching.
When the
saints go marching.
Unseen and resurrection, or you want
to? That's fine. What you want to do?
What do
you
know that?
What else do? That's good.
That's fine.
I'm busy every day.
What key is that in?
I'm busy every day as I travel on my way to that city far beyond the sky. And there is not a doubt that time is running out and harvest time is growing nigh. Lord, I need a little time to gather in the grain before I leave this world goodbye. I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. Lord, I got a lot of things that I need to do before I leave this world behind. I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time. Lord, I need a little time to preach the holy word to that sinner man along life's way. And I need a little time to spread the good word to on along that way. And I get a little second verse. And I leave this world behind. Something like, I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. I got a lot of things that I need to do before I leave this world behind. I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. I got a lot of things that I need to do before I leave this world behind. I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time. I'm ready when you call me. Give me just a little more time.
Amen. If anybody would like to write a second verse on that that I can remember, I appreciate y'all doing that. We're going to finish up with a couple songs we hope you enjoy, and it's been a privilege to come and sing for you this morning.
There is an unseen hand that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, His hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand. Still
guided by the unseen hand, still guided by the unseen hand.
On that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, in weakness, raising power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home, home of love and glory with the Redeemer.
Never sad.
There'll be the most sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be the most strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness in of my Savior, likeness. Ready to live
I'll
in glory.
Be
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with him forever, death will be lost
well,
in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory, never sad.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
In his likeness,
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new solo. What a hallelujah morning when that trumpet of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Praise all bursting saints for shouting heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home. Glory, glory, with the Redeemer.
Never stand.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with the Redeemer of God to say.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Thanks. Well, that'll take a little out of you. All right. Thank you, Mount Calvary singer, whatever many we had there today. We're going to move on, and Brother Charlie's going to bring the word now. So,
I'll be. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Kevin. All that for singing. And Kevin, thank you for giving me. I only made a few mistakes this morning, one more than usual on that one with arrangements like that. But if you're not awake by now. After that last chord over there, what a thrill it is. Thank you, sir. What a thrill it is to be down here today. First Sunday of the month in August. August is a very unique month. Usually during the year, when you get around to August, everybody's all the beginning of the year, all the wonderful things you've had, the holidays, and everybody looks forward to Memorial Day, and those pools start to open. We go through June. Everybody's happy. July 4th, all those flags are waving. Then we get around to August. And by the time you get around to August, most people look forward to one thing, and that's going on a vacation, if they have any vacation time left, because they want to get a few days in before the children go back to school. Or when the weather heats up the way it's been here, and we have, I think this is our 11th day of 90-degree weather running on a string here, and I guess we'll have how many more of them until the weather breaks a little bit. People say, phew, it's August. I'm warm. It's been hot. I need to rest. I know so many people, and the guys up at work, and I still work at a condominium association, have wonderful gentlemen that work with me, and we work together, and I still have the privilege, instead of sitting inside of an office and answering a phone, I can still get to go outside and work with the fellas. I work with them in short little bursts until they make fun of me about how I can't handle it, and they send me back inside. But I still enjoy going out, and still, during this kind of weather, you'll break a little sweat out here, you feel good. But usually around this time of year, everybody says, ah. But you know there's something in Scripture here that I'm going to read for you. And this is a scripture that I've heard preached upon, mentioned many times, but I've started to look at it just a little bit differently. The scripture that I'm going to use is found in the book of St. Matthew. It's over in the 11th chapter. And if you have a pew Bible, remember, bring your own pew with you next time, because I didn't see any pews when they mentioned about the pew Bible. Sorry. In the 11th chapter, a verse that you're so familiar with, it's the 28th. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Love that. You will find rest for your souls. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Just allow us for a few minutes here to focus upon what you have each one of us individuals within our hearts. Speak to us, God, and we will do our best to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. I had the privilege just a few weeks ago. It was towards the end of June and into the first few days of July to travel on a boat trip. I had the privilege to go down and take a flight down to St. Thomas, took a water taxi over to Tortola, went out in what is known as the British Virgin Islands. I have a good friend of mine at church over there. He's retired, Special Forces, and he's a great boat captain. We were able to rent a sailboat for 8 days to sail the British Virgin Islands. We do what is known as bareback. What that means is you simply rent the boat yourself, and when that boat takes off, we just wave at the people, the owners back there, and said, "We'll see you in a week." We get all the provisions, place it on the boat. And we headed out on the first day. And on the first day we headed out, everybody was so excited to be out on the water. Everybody's so excited about this great experience. The problem is the weather wasn't quite cooperating. The winds were blowing that day about 30 miles an hour. We made a decision. We're going to still try to put up the sail in this heavy wind. As our head sail went up, the little line, as we unfurled it like that, it broke. We lost that line, so there we were without a sail. There's a great philosopher back in the 19th century. His name was John Stuart Mill. An extremely, extremely bright, wise individual. And he wrote a book about his life. And in this book, he talks about his father. His father recognized when he was just a very young man that he was special, extremely bright. Except what his father did is he started to cram his head with all kind of knowledge, because this young man, he was exceptional. However, since his father had no religious faith of his own, he would not allow anything religious to be a part of his son's education. The writer, Mr. John Stuart, he wrote, he said, "Looking back on my education with a deep sense of loss, he said that my mind was crammed with information, but my soul was starving." He says in his own words, he says, "I was left at the commencement of my voyage with a well-equipped ship, but no sail." When I was on that boat trip and we lost that line off that head sail, I knew exactly what he was talking about. All the provisions were on the boat. The boat was perfectly fine on that. The problem is we had no way. The thing that moved us, our direction, we were lost because of an accident that had happened. There's a great I believe the writer here that's one of my favorite writers of all time, and one that I've quoted so many times, and hopefully somebody that you can relate to, is a baseball player that used to play for the New York Yankees. He was a catcher, considered to be one of the greatest World Series players ever, and his name is Yogi Berra. He's known for kind of putting a little spin on things. and to kind of get your attention. And he wrote this. He says, you've got to be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there. You've got to be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there. Now, that may not make sense to you and all like that, but the more you think about it, we've all kind of been in that situation of kind of floundering around about looking and not being associated directly with the path that we're supposed to be on. I am here to say the happiest people that I know, the people that seem that they have it together, the people that seem to be grounded, are people that have realized that God has a purpose for their life, and they are moving in the direction that He wants them to go. They realize that the importance of these things that we put such a grand importance on are really not all that important in the big scheme of things. God has placed us here for a purpose, not just to eat food and donuts and this nice coffee that we had this morning that Kevin and Becky were so kind to furnish. But God has placed us here with a purpose, and that is to serve His will. And that majority of that comes with serving others, even to the point where we put others in front of ourselves. A person who has a direction knows without a shadow of doubt of where they are going. The person that has asked and answered that most important question of all, if something were to happen to me today, where would I be? And when that answer is to be in the arms of Jesus, that person has a confidence in the direction that they move, because then all the pieces of their life, although they're not what we would like, a lot of times they're not what we desire, God will take care of putting those pieces together. What keeps us from that? Preacher, you don't know about me. You don't know about my life. You don't know what I've done. Well, that's true. And I'm afraid to say the next statement that I sometimes make, it's like, well, you don't know where I've been either, because they might ask me. And I'd have to fess up. We've all been and done, and things were not so pleasing to God, and we knew in our heart of hearts. But I serve a loving God. I serve a forgiving God. I serve a God that is all about change. I serve a God who loved me when I was yet unlovable. I serve a God that takes every sin that I have committed, takes it out in the deepest part of the sea, drops it off with a weight, and puts a sign out there that says, no fishing. No fishing. Because what do? We're always trying to drag up things that we have done. We're always trying to beat ourselves up. We always hear that old devil on our shoulder. Well, my, you can't do this. Look what you've done. You can't do that. Look what you... You simply have to open up the book that is in front of me and read what God says about each and every one of us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I love this verse we have. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When I first heard this and talking about burdens, I said, oh my goodness, I need that because I'm tired. I don't think it's that much about being tired. I think it's eliminating the burden of our minds that gets so busy at times, not knowing the direction that we should go. I think it's lifting a burden of allowing us to focus in on what God wants for us in our lives. As an author, Louise Fletcher, and she wrote this little poem, and I love it. It goes, she writes, I wish that there were some wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never be put on again. So many times I see people that are burdened, their minds are so busy because they simply cannot grasp how a God could be so loving, how a God could be so forgiving. I'm here to tell you today, doesn't matter about yesterday, God is concerned about today, and He is concerned about your tomorrows. He's here to forgive us. He is here to encourage us. He is here to allow our burdens to become easy, because we can simply take these burdens and place them on Him. Many times at the church where I pastor up in the Franconia area up there in Alexander, the guys, and what a thrill to have Terry, have Kevin here today. And we've got guys, you know, it's the first part of August. Guys are traveling. Some are down here, some are over there. And so many times we'll get together on our practice night, which is on Wednesday night. We start to practice about 6 o'clock. And it's amazing how things work out. You can see people and you see guys when they walk in, and you can see them after a day, and all the guys that visit the jobs and they're working, and you see them come walking in. And trust me, if there's 5 or 6 guys there, those 5 or 6 guys' minds are like little whirly tops just moving in every different direction. But then what we do is we just simply start to sing. And it is amazing how when you start to sing, you begin to focus on the message in the words of these great songs that God has given us. The things in your life may be going around and around. Everything's in like a whirl. But God, through His love, through His wisdom, through His graciousness towards me and my heart, allows me to be calm simply because I am focused. I am focused. Now, singing is hard work. If you saw Kevin up here today, you'd see him. Oh, man, he's just going. He's just warm. He's moving all like that, you know. I don't know if he's so worried about I'm going to make more mistakes when I'm singing or not. I don't know what the deal is on like that, but I tell you, he's up there working hard. He's up. But trust me, friend, if you stand up and sing for about an hour, it's a good workout. We have one fellow over here. He's in a Bill Bunch, and he's had some heart issues, and he's got a lung issue. And his doctor told him to come out and practice with us because the simple act of singing allows a lot more air into your lungs and you will actually exercise through singing. I said, well, Bill, I said, that's the first time I've ever had somebody bring me a doctor's note to come sing. Usually they bring a doctor's note when they can't make it. But he sits there and he just kind of sits on the front pew there and he kind of chimes in, and you can just see the expression upon his face from where we start. But when we start to get in those songs and God starts to touch him and he starts just ridding himself of the burdens and the worries and the concerns, and we have those, don't we? The thing to get rid of all these things, God has it. God has it in control. I don't care whether you've got a health issue. God has it in control. I don't care if it's finances. I don't care if it's a family problem. I don't care if it's a loved one that you kind of sometimes put your hands on your hip and said, how in the world could anybody love as much as God loves? And we all have those challenges. We all face those things. And God in His wisdom, God in His desire to give us the best thing, a life that is full, a life that is abundant, a life that is simply flowing over with the things that we want to serve Him with. He makes that happen. He makes simply if we turn to Him. Kevin leads us in that song we do called Give Up. I hadn't even heard the song until early in the year there, and Kevin says, I think we ought to do this song, and he brought it in, and we looked it up on the YouTube, and I think the version we were listening to was taken back in the 50s, I imagine, or 60s, I'm not sure, Kevin, the exact date. And boy, when I started to hear that song, God started to speak to my heart, because I love that phrase. It says, give up, give up, give up, and let Jesus take over. How do you find the answer to this question? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will allow that mind that is spinning way too fast. I will give you rest. I will allow you in your heart of hearts to take the things that are challenging you the most, and I will give you rest over them. The first thing is, got to get the first things first. Got to get the big things. Kevin, in just a moment, is going to stand here, and he gives a wonderful invitation. The invitation is simply, it's simply a question. I was 16 years old, stood in a Southern Baptist church, first time on a Sunday morning. A preacher up there, he gave what is known as an invitation. He simply said, well, if you were to die tonight, do you know where you'd be? He said, if you open this book and you start to read it, and trust me, I had never read a word in it. I didn't know exactly what he was talking about. I didn't fully understand it. When he was saying things, I was out there scratching my head, but something within my heart told me that what he was talking about was true. So when that invitation was given, he said, if you've never repented of your sins and asked Jesus to be your personal Savior, I walked up that aisle. People started coming around me praying for me. I thought, oh my goodness, where's the back door of this place? I got to get out of here because I didn't know what the whole thing was going on. But trust me, friend, the thing that I didn't understand, God revealed to me. The challenges that I had in my life, God was able to take and identify and allow me to find something that I could trust in and believe in far greater than my own effort. We just got a few here this morning. That's beautiful. It's first Sunday in August like that. People got all things to go on, but trust me, you were here for a purpose. This time was preordained. God knew you're going to be here, and he knew that there's something that we need that he is going to supply. So, Kevin, if you'll come on up, what I'm going to do, I apologize, but I have this service up north. I make sure that I don't want to be...